Anaha Jagana Jaya Bharade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jagana Jaya Jaya Bharade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Om Vishnu Padam Paramahamsa Parina Jagacharya Ashtodada Satta Shri Srima His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Foundacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Paridachacharya, Ashtodara Satta Shri Srima. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Hari Rastaku Ki Jai Premsakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Sri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinan Shamakun Radhakum Giri Govadam Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagnapuri Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Chamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasana Distribution Ki Jai. Hare Rama Sanketan Ki Jai. ISKCON Yutvagadam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Haribo Haribo. Akrari Sri Sambhari Varis Hare Krishna. Akrari Sri Sambhari Varis Hare Krishna. Akrari Sri Sambhari Varis Hare Krishna. Akrari Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narancaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udidayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 5, text number 19. Naitach Chicham Tvai Shata Badarayana Vilaiche Grihito Nanya Bhavena Yat Taya Hari Ishvaraha Naita Chichichantai Shata Badarayana Vidyatye গৃহীত নান্যা ভাবেনা যথায়া হারি ঈশ্বরা নৈথাচিচিচান্তাই শত বাদরায়ন বীর্যজে গৃহীত নান্যা ভাবেনা যথায় হারি ঈশ্বর নৈথাচিচিচান্তাই শত বাদরায়ন বীর্যজে গৃহীত নান্যা ভাবেনা যথায় হারি ঈশ্বর মহারাজী না নেভার এথাত সচ ইনকোয়ারিজ চিচাম ভেরি ওয়ান্ডারফুল থাই ইন ইউ শতহ ও বিদুরা বাদরায়না অফ ভিয়াসদে বীরাজে বম ফ্রম দ্য সিমন গৃহীতহ accepted ananya bhavena without deviation from the thought yat because tvaya by you harihi the personality of Godhead ishvaraha the Lord translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation. Oh, Vidura, it is not at all wonderful that you have so accepted the Lord without deviation of thought, for you were born from the semen of Vyasadeva. Purport. The value of great parentage and noble birth is evaluated here in connection with the birth of Vidura. The culture of a human being begins when the father invests his semen in the womb of the mother. According to his status of work, a living entity is placed in a particular father's semen, and because Vidura was not an ordinary living entity, he was given the chance to be born from the semen of Vyas. The birth of a human being is a great science, and therefore, reformation of the act of the impregnation according to the Vedic ritual called Gavadana Samskara is very important for generating good population. The problem is not to check the growth of the population, but to generate good population on the level of Vidura, Vyas, and Maitreya. There is no need to check the growth of population if the children are born as human beings with all precautions regarding the birth. So-called birth control is not only vicious, but also useless. Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Umiditan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtan Stapitan Yena Bhutare Svayan Upakada Mahyan Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunatavitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyae Vachat Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishwanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Naitach Shicham Taishata Badarayana Viryaje Grihito Nanya Bhavena Yataya Harihi Ishvaraha. Translation again. O Vidura, it is not at all wonderful that you have so accepted the Lord without deviation of thought. For you were born from the semen of Vyasadeva. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that according to his status of work, a living entity is placed in a particular father's semen. And because Vidura was not an ordinary living entity, he was given the chance to be born from the semen of Vyas. So from here we could understand that the living spirit soul come to this material world through the semen of the father. Actually, it reminds me a purport in the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada described this process very, you know, nicely. It is in the chapter 8, text number 3. Prabhupada, he was saying that in the process of sacrifice, the living entity makes specific sacrifices to attain specific heavenly planets. and consequently reaches them. When the merit of sacrifice is exhausted, the living entity descends to earth in the form of rain. So the spirit soul comes to this earthly planet along with the rain. Then takes on the form of grains. And from the rain, the living entity goes to the grains, like the rice, wheat we are eating. And the grains are eaten by man and transformed into semen, which impregnates a woman. And thus, the living entity once again attains the human form to perform sacrifices. So Prabhupada described this, you know, very nicely, how the living entity comes to this material world, you know. There's another interesting point. Prabhupada, he was saying that the birth of a human being is a great science, and therefore reformation of the act of impregnation according to Vedic rituals called Gavadana Samskara is very important for generating good population. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4, text number 25, there's a very nice description about this also. In the purport to the first canto, chapter 4, text number 25, Srila Prabhupada, he writes, "The friends of the thrice-born families are those who are born in the family of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, or the spiritually cultured families, but who themselves are not equal to their forefathers. Such descendants are not recognized as such for want of purificatory achievements. The purificatory activities begin even before the birth of a child, and the seed-giving reformatory process is called Gavadana Samskara." So the meaning, Prabhupada, he gave the meaning of Gavadana Samskara here. The meaning is the seed-giving reformatory process. That is called Gavadana Samskara. One who has not undergone such Gavadana Samskara or spiritual family planning is not accepted as being of the actual thrice-born family. The Gavadana Samskara is followed by other purificatory processes, out of which the sacred thread ceremony is one. This is performed at the time of spiritual initiation. After this particular samskara, one is rightly called thrice-born. One birth is calculated during the seed-giving samskara, and the second birth is calculated at the time of spiritual initiation. One who has been able to undergo such important samskara can be called a bona fide thrice-born. So according to the purport here in the Bhagavatam, that a human being has to take birth twice. You know, one birth is by the seed-giving process. Another verse is by the initiation of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada, he continued, said in the purport that if the father and mother do not undertake the process of spiritual family planning and simply beget children out of passion only, their children are called Dijabandhus. These Dijabandhus are certainly not as intelligent as the children of the regular tribesman family. The Dijabandhus are classified with the Sudras and the woman class, who are by nature less intelligent. The Sudras and woman class do not have to undergo any samskara, save and expect the ceremony of marriage. So that means the Gavadana samskara, this ceremony is only have to do by the higher class, which means Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishyas. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there's a nice description about what if our human beings do not follow in the Gavadana Sanskara process. What will be the result? So, in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 40, 41, and 42, Arjuna, he was telling Krishna, saying, when ill religion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted. And from the degradation of womanhood, all descendants of Vishnu comes unwanted progeny. And then in text 41, Arjuna said, an increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performance for offering them food and water are entirely stopped. Text number 42. By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated. In the purport to the text 40, Prabhupada he writes, good population in human society is the basic principle for peace, prosperity, and spiritual progress in life. The Varnashram religious principle was so designated that the good population would prevail in society for the general spiritual progress of state and communities. Such population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood. As children are very prone to be misled, women are similarly very prone to degradation. Therefore, both children and women require protection of the older members of the family. Actually, in the Vedic tradition, that a woman, her whole life has to be protected. When she is young, she is protected by the parents at home. And after married, she is protected by the husband. And when the husband renounce order of life, then, you know, the women will be protected by the grown-up children. So it's actually very scientific. Therefore, both children and women require protection by the older members of the family. By being engaged in various religious practice, women will not be misled into adultery. According to Chanaka Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. So, the different family traditions of religious activities should always engage them, and thus the chastity and devotion will give birth to good population eligible for participating in the one ashram system. On the failure of such one ashram dham, naturally the women become free to act and mix with men, and thus adultery is indulged in at the risk of unwanted population. That is exactly, you know, what is happening now in these modern societies. Yeah. Irresponsible men also provoke adultery in society, and as unwanted children floods the human race at the risk of war and pestilence. Actually, one devotee, he was told me that why in this modern society women are given so much freedom, because the lusty men, they want to take advantage, you know, of the women like that, you know. Yeah, if women are freely mixed with men, then the nasty men will take advantage of them, you know. Yeah, that's the reason, you see. So we need good populations, like probably was mentioned in today's verse. We need good populations on the level of Vidura, Vyasa, and Maitreya. There's another interesting point in Prabhupada's purport. He was saying that the problem is not to check the growth of the population, but to generate good population on the level of Vidura, Vyasa, and Maitreya. There's no need to check the growth of population if the children are born as human beings with all precautions regarding the birth. So-called birth control is not only vicious but also useless. It reminds me, many years ago in China, I think it's in 1980, the Chinese government started birth control policy. Yeah, the government allowed each couple to have only one child. And after 40 years, it's been 40 years, 42 years now, and now there are so many problems in China. You know, I just checked the Chinese website. There are three main problems now in China because of the birth control policy. One is old age has been speeded up. That means now in China, there are more old men than young men. That's one problem. Yeah. And then the second problem is, and because of not many young men, so the old men are neglected. That means usually traditionally in China, the grown-up son will take care of the parents when they are old. But because, you know, there are not many kids, they do not have many kids. And many of them, they probably have, they have only one daughter. And after the daughter get married, then nobody's looking after the parents. So that's very serious situation in China now. And then the third problem is the male and female, the balance have been lost. It completely lost. So it has been a, there's no balance of man and woman in China. No. If there's no birth control, then, you know, naturally there will be a certain amount of men and certain amount of women. But now because of the birth control, that balance is not there anymore. So that's why there are so many problems in the society in China now. Yeah. That's why Prabhupada, he said, the so-called birth control is not only vicious, but also useless, simply creating problems to the society. Yeah. Actually, I remember that Prabhupada, he used to say that this earthly planet can provide food and accommodation easily for 5 or 6 times population what we are having now. Yeah, I heard, you know, probably he was saying like that, you see.
Yeah.
So this artificial birth control will simply bring problems, you know, to the society. Yeah. That's why probably he said the so-called birth control is not only vicious, but also useless. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? We still have a couple of minutes. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, microphone, please. Yeah, just hold on. Microphone, please.
Thank you, Prabhu. Reflection of what you just spoke is this, that when you were reading and mentioning about the Dvija Bandhus and the Sudras, Vaishyas, like being low class, less intelligent, and it's correct. My reflection is that sometimes in reading this and coming across with these statements, not to devaluate or to minimize what they're saying there, but also we have to remember that there are other quotes in which, for example, Lord Krishna says, "Mam hi parta vyapasrita ye pishu tatayoni ya striya vaishas tatasudro tepiyanti paramgatim," that women, Sudras and Vaishyas and low class people, they have the chance to go back to Godhead. By saying that, I will also mention that this morning I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada where he says that spiritual life begins by surrendering. So we have in our ISKCON society many, many people who were low class, Kalo Sudras and Baba. We came, no qualification, women, many women devotees. And in that sense, we can say also that they're the most intelligent. Prabhupada mentioned this, these people, when they surrender, they're the most intelligent. And another statement came to my mind about, in the Krishna book, when the Yajna Brahmanas, so-called very intelligent, Krishna Balaram went to ask for food, they neglected him. But the women, the wives of these brahmanas, came to be most intelligent. So just to balance it, because sometimes we have even people who are not familiar with those statements. And I heard that sometimes even people from outside read or hear our lectures And they might become discouraged. You know, like that young girl who got a lot of bunch of books. She says, oh, I'm listening to your classes, and now I have a guru. You know, we might have some people like that. So I'm just, you know, not deride, it's not minimizing what you said was correct, just to bring the other angle of vision in which who is really intelligent.
Yeah.
And who is really intelligent.
That's a very good point. Actually,
there are more that I remember, but I don't want to just load it over, taking over this. You can say more things if you want.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote in some, in the purport of some other place that generally speaking, you know, women are more surrendered, are more easily surrendered to God, to Krishna. And that's why in different kinds of religion, usually we see more, you know, women and men, you know. Yeah. Yes, Mataji. Yes.
I just wanted to say, just see the genius of Srila Prabhupada, because he instituted the Brahmacharini ashram in which women can get trained up in what means womanhood. And in that way, we can, you know, marry them with our boys, and we can start to produce devotees from a pure source who will actually be the ones who can save this planet in the future. And so I was a little worried because when I traveled, I seen in many places that the Brahmacharini ashram is a very shrinking phenomenon, and many times they're turning the Brahmacharini ashram into using it for other things. But women are so key in the creating of good progeny for the future. And if we don't have good progeny, if the more Varna Sankara we have on the planet, the more this planet is gliding down into hellish situation, because, you know, just creating one big mess, like monkeys, you know, monkey brain, less intelligent but very active and doing so many destructive things. But if we can create good progeny, then that can be reversed. So I think that's why Prabhupada, he started the Brahmacharini ashram. Because if women aren't trained, the boys, they eventually want to get married. And if they marry non-trained women, then, you know, everything just goes... We lose the point of the legacy of ISKCON.
Thank you, Mataji. That's a nice point. Thanks. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so we are stopped here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.